Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is Carmen Larson. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. So here's the deal, right?
Sure.
So when I talk to an organization like yours, suddenly my name is all over the place. So that's what I'm trying to avoid, because you shopped alone, and so when you shopped alone, it's a big problem for me. Okay.
I got you.
All right.
So generally, where we got your name is where mm-hmm. everybody else got your name. What happens
right.
is once you shopped alone, that's right, you get a UCC
right.
filing.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to sort of get away from all that, and so I'm trying to sort of endure what I have to endure to just get it over with and just get out of this whole system, okay?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
What I could do is, of course, I could put you on our Do Not Call list here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
We're not
but
generally
that
the ones that...
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not the ones that annoy you. We try to
yeah.
kind of reach out, leave our information.
Right.
Know, things, okay.
So I don't know how I can do this. I just kept thinking that I can't do it until I'm done with everybody, and then I'll just stick with a regular bank or credit union or something, because
yeah.
this is really crazy. I tried it out. It's crazy. I don't want to do it anymore. And I've kind of.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are a traditional bank here. Were you in the market here? Were you trying to buy some equipment or anything?
No. I mean, I have a couple of those crazy loans, and I'm like 70% done with them both, and so that's why I had mentioned about. I think when I was talking about consolidating, I was about 50% done. And
correct.
Yeah, so I'm still doing that. So.
Sure. So,
yeah.
Is that the one where they had you, I think, at 30%? You took $100,000
out? I think so. Yeah, I think it's pretty much, yeah. I have two of those.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if I could get you off their Do Not Call list here, but
uh-huh.
If you were still trying to look to consolidate that loan, we can definitely do that for you in like one day, two tops. We do handle these things really quickly.
Yeah, but do you do the same thing as these people do? With like, are you in the same
no.
market? With
no,
this,
no.
Not no, seriously, you can tell me. You know.
I will be honest with you, I promise. So the company you worked with, was it W2? Which one was it?
Well, one is called BizFi.
BizFi, yeah.
BizFi, BizFi.
Right. See what?
Yeah.
That's we don't do that. Okay. So BizFi
right.
are the ones that kind of try to reach out there and give you those 30% loans.
Yeah.
We're a bank, Bank of
uh-huh.
Cardiff. We generally work. Honestly, our number one asset is customer relationship stuff. So what we would do is generally try to establish a relationship where we're your one stop shop for all your business needs. So you don't get these guys calling you 24/7.
I mean, I'm like really sorry I went into this at this point. And my whole thing is I was trying to reduce the cycle time
sure.
between the application and the loan, because I was in a situation where I had to move on a marketing plan that I had, and I needed to move on it. And so, and then now I'm sorry I even went down that road.
Yeah,
but
you opened
yeah.
Pandora's box.
Well,
yeah. No, see, generally, we do generally offer that 24-hour processing time, that shorter,
uh-huh.
turnover rates and applications, but we aren't the ones that are going to be, like, badgering you 24/7. We wouldn't put your name in this database, for the record. So once we
okay.
work with you, it kind of stays with us.
Okay.
What we generally do is we'll kind of, like, evaluate the health of the business. We'll kind of be your one-stop shop. Like I said, if you ever needed equipment, because we specialize in, like, equipment financing and working
uh-huh.
capital, we can overreach where the big banks don't. We can actually
mm-hmm.
give you those lower credit tiers and everything, but loyalty is our number one thing. If you'd like, I can have your, we could look at your numbers here, see if we get you out of that BizFi, whatever is
mm-hmm.
going on there. That'll take us like a day or two max. Maybe you'll get your one-stop shop here and not have to worry about these phone calls 24/7. You willing to explore that here? You have an extra minute?
Well, yeah. I mean, you would have to refinance the loans, basically.
Sure. Easily. We'd work with that stuff here all the time. I have a senior rep here who actually specializes with that refinancing
uh-huh.
thing. She's right in the office next door. If you'd like
uh-huh.
to speak with her for about 2-3 minutes, she can give you a really good picture of how quickly we can do this, get you out of it as quickly as possible. You have an extra minute here?
I actually don't. I have an exam that I'm taking tomorrow for a license, and I'm kind of don't want to get into this, but I didn't want to leave you hanging.
I got
you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
But if we can talk next next week, after Labor Day, that would be probably okay. You know,
Sure.
then I would have a little more time. Right now, I'm just trying to cram. I have my exam tomorrow, and then I have a family event that's happening on Thursday. So I'm just trying to
Got
work
you.
for that.
I got you. I actually just took one of my finance exams here 2, 3 days ago, kind of trying to
There you
cram
go.
here.
So
Okay.
you know what I mean then.
I
Yes.
completely understand. Okay, I'll
Yeah.
tell you what. We'll leave you alone here. I promise I
Okay.
won't. These guys won't badger you. We'll go ahead and
Okay.
give you a call sometime next week.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay. And
All right.
yeah, sounds good.
Okay. All
Enjoy the
right.
rest of your day and good luck on that
All right.
exam.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you,
Bye
Sam.
bye. Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye.